Good afternoon, everyone. This is David John Oates. I'm your host for the weekly Reverse Speech Show, broadcast to you live out of Adelaide, South Australia. I've got an interesting show for you today. A lot of stuff I want to cover. I don't know whether we're going to have time to get it all in today, but let's give you some of the highlights to start off with. For those of you who've been following my career for quite some time, you'll know that we did some work on the Johan van der Sloot case many years ago, in the murder of Natalie Holloway on the island of Aruba. Well, Johan van der Sloot has always maintained his innocence up until he gave an interview several years ago admitting to the crime, and then he retracted that. But it's just come out again that a jailhouse confession to the murder of Natalie Holloway was captured on videotape, from what I can gather, and so that's all been on all over the internet and in the news. Johan van der Sloot, who's currently serving 28 years in a Peru prison for the murder of a Peruvian woman, he has confessed to the murder. So what we will do is we'll play a couple of reversals and let you see what we found out. So here's a classic one to start off with. This is on Johan van der Sloot.
The kids of them had a driver's license, but not all of them.
And he says, "What a murder!
What a murder!
What a murder! What a murder!"
So that's a straight forward confession. And there's another one. This one's a little bit harder to hear.
Going to a blackjack table and sitting down. And I remember her and her friends coming up to the table.
And this one says, "I snuffed her, her murderer." Yeah, a little bit hard here. You've got two words running right up against each other. So, and he talks about covering up his tracks, for example, in this reversal here.
Did Deepak had a job this was a year ago? Where was he working?
He was working at an internet cafe.
And here he says, "Yes, I got rid of the clothes we had."
"Yes, I got rid of the clothes we had."
"Yes, I got rid of the clothes we had." "Yes, I got rid of the clothes we had."
So there we go. We'll go to my website, reversespeech.com. We'll look at more on Johan van der Sloot in the coming weeks and months of the show. I'm going to spend a whole show just on famous crimes coming up soon. I don't know when. One of the shows I've got coming up. I'm going to be on the Jeff Rentz program this evening, looking at reversals on politicians, as I do once every 2 weeks now. I used to do it once a month, but there was so much call for the information reverse beats that we're doing it once every 2 weeks. So that's on today on the same network from 9 to 10 o'clock in the evening I'm on. But I'm going to give you a reversal just as a teaser. This is on Ted Cruz.
I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
I am from New York.
You're from New York, so yeah. You might not.
And this one says, "I'll be destroying our freedom."
"I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying our freedom. I'll be destroying our freedom."
How's that for a pretty direct reversal on Ted Cruz? For the rest of those reversals, then just tune in. Been doing a lot of work on the JFK assassination, as I told you last week. We've got some more reversals up there, so go to the JFK page. We're going to slowly unravel this terrible crime as the weeks and the months go by, as we just continue to analyze each reversal. I'm going to be doing a special show on the Jeff Rentz program about this on the 29th of March with Jim Mars and Dick Algiers, and we're going to go right through the whole JFK assassination from Reverse Speech perspective. So go and look at the page on the website and listen to the show on the 29th of March. But I'm just going to play one of the reversal. This is a reversal from Earl Warren, who headed up the Warren Commission, and he's giving his eulogy for JFK.
Surely there is a lesson to be learned from this tragic event.
And backwards he says, Hoover, your dark sin.
His dark sin. His dark sin. His dark sin.
So, I don't know whether I told you that reversals pinpoint Hoover, FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, as being the author of the conspiracy, and this reversal would only verify that. And it also indicates that Earl Warren had knowledge of the conspiracy at least 2 days after the assassination. That's really quite a revelation. A bombshell, that one, and explains why the Warren Commission came out with the report that they did, indicating Lee Harvey Oswald had shot the president with 3 shots. According to Hoover's own reversals, there were 5 shots. So I'm not too sure what all these ballistic tests and everything have verified. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Tune in to my show with Jeff French next week, and we'll play all the JFK reversals, and you can make up your own mind. Okay, today I plan to look at metaphors at a fair bit of depth. I don't think I'm going to get them all covered in one show. This we may have to do some today and then some more next week. I just basically went through my computer looking for old metaphors that I had saved, and there's about 100 of them here. So we're not going to get through them all today. Of course, I found a lot more than 100 metaphors. Trouble is, nearly all the metaphors I find are on client's tape, and they're all confidential, and so I can't really play them on the air, which is a bit disappointing, because seeing metaphors is really the probably the most exciting and largest portion of reverse speech. Certainly in private session works, over half of reversals will be a metaphor. And it's my understanding of metaphors that they reflect the building blocks of the unconscious, and that the unconscious thinks in pictures and images. And these are translated in reverse speech as metaphorical images. So let's start playing some of these metaphors. And here we have a reversal number one.
West Point has given you the skills you will need in Afghanistan and Iraq, and for the long war with Islamic radicalism that will be the focus of much of your military careers.
And this reversal says, the sick wolf with evil went.
The sick wolf with evil went.
The sick wolf with evil went. The sick wolf with evil went.
Wow, that's not very not a very promising reversal. It uses the metaphor wolf, which is one of the most common metaphors of all. It's our drive, our motivation, our strength. It uses the word sick, describes a wolf as being sick. We call this a Pacific behavioral metaphor, where it's giving us more information about the health and structure of the metaphor itself. And this reversal is saying sick. And evil, to fall short. Evil is also a common word in reverse speech. I don't describe as much emphasis to it as it might appear in forward speech, but it is a common metaphor in reverse speech. So let's play this again. The sick wolf with evil went.
The sick wolf with evil went.
The sick wolf with evil went. The sick wolf with evil went.
So there we go. Make of that one what you will. All right, here we have another one. This is from a business discussion. Let's run this forwards.
The trick is to grow up in your competitors and be more relevant than your competitors.
Right.
And if you can do that quickly enough, then more of the new clients, if they start to lift their wings.
And this reversal says, I see us with love in the throne.
I see us now in the throne.
Wow.
I see us now in the throne. I see us now in the throne.
Well, there you go. That's quite a clear reversal, isn't it? I see us with love in the throne. A wonderful reversal. A reversal of being in control and in charge of his life and his business. A throne. I will often use a throne in my metawalks. We'll be doing a live metawalk, by the way, in the next 2 or 3 shows. I've got one planned. I'm going to take you through a generic metal walk over the air. What is a metal walk? Well, just keep on tuning into the show and you'll find out. Okay, a throne is a metaphor that I will use occasionally in my metal walks. Let's run that reversal again. Actually, let's listen to the forwards and the reverse. Here we go.
And the trick is to grow your competitors and be more relevant than your competitors.
Right.
And if you can do that quickly enough, then more of the new clients, if they start to lift their wings.
And the verse once again, I see us with love in the throne.
I see us now in the throne.
I see us now in the throne. I see us now in the throne.
Quite an amazing reversal. Okay, here we have another reversal. Let's run this one forwards.
I was sitting down the other day and actually with the friend I mentioned who you know suffers from depression. I mean, I probably suffer from depression too, but he's been diagnosed and suffering from depression.
Right.
That's the distinction I make. And he was quite down and talking about it, and that just brought me way down.
And this reversal says, and God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd.
Yeah, God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd.
Yeah, God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd. Yeah, God lives.
Well, yes, indeed. I guess uses the metaphor God, fairly common metaphor. Oh, you'll hear it in reverse speech on a fairly regular basis. Plus, God, the name of God, appears in other forms too. Krishna, Buddha, Allah are all other names of God. Oh, there's Shiva, Ganesha. There's many, many of them of God appearing under many different names in reverse speech. So there you go, lots of different deities to look at. All right, we have a toll-free call-in number. If you want in to call in and speak to me on the air, it's 844-769-2944. It's toll-free on 844-769-2944. And we're going through metaphors today. Half of the language in reverse speech. We just played one, and God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd. Let's play that again.
God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd.
God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd. God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd.
You know, when I first started doing reverse speech 30 odd years ago now, I found these reversals using strange language. God, a wolf, shepherd, goddess, Lancelot, Shiva. And they were really quite a mystery to me. I didn't know what I'd stumbled across with reverse speech, given all these strange words I'm finding. But of course, over the years, I've grown to understand them and appreciate them a lot more. I've written a metaphor dictionary that has over 1,000 references to common metaphors heard in reverse speech. So if you're serious about getting into reverse speech, you need to get a copy of that dictionary. Very important tool for any reverse speech analyst to have. All right, here's another metaphor.
We've just got to try. We've got a seminar that people have paid us to do in November that we're going to complete.
Yes.
And this one says, divine, I must serve you.
Divine, I must serve you.
Oh, yeah.
Divine, I must serve you.
Absolutely.
Divine, I must serve you.
Wow, there's a guy in whose heart's in the right place. Another spiritual reversal. Very common in reverse speech to hear spiritual-type reversals. The unconscious and the spirit are one and the same. So, divine, he must serve you. He's a man who you can trust. All right, here we have another one.
Because KLM flies Bangkok to Amsterdam, and then Amsterdam straight to Peru.
Oh, wow.
And then, so it's a direct flight. I don't have to do any stopovers or anything.
And this one says Dolph, and Dolph is his name. His name was Dolph. And Dolph, go with the source.
Dolph, Gerrit Nisnus.
Dolph, Gerrit Nisnus. Dolph, Gerrit Nisnus.
Okay, so that's his reversals, or his unconscious giving him directions and instructions to go with the source. I'll run it again.
The old scare is disgust.
The old scare is disgust. The old scare is disgust.
This is what we call an internal command, where the unconscious is giving a very specific direction for you to follow or do or to think. You'll see this quite often. Point of fact, I see it many, many times. So the unconscious giving guidance and answers over decisions, life decisions that need to be made. And I have many clients who come to me and won't make a decision or anything until they've seen their reversals first. All right, here's another one.
It's going to kick off quickly. We'll have some bugs to work out, but then after that, it's going to really, really catapult.
And this reversal says, I go with slum.
I go with numb. I go with numb. I go with numb.
Okay, so this woman's talking about a catapulting her business, but the reversal, I go with slum, would imply that this is not going to happen. She's running a poverty consciousness mentality. Let's run this again.
It's going to kick off quickly. We'll have some bugs to work out, but then after that, it's going to really, really catapult.
And oops, so that reversal didn't play. I'm sorry. I go with slum.
I go with numb. I go with numb. I go with numb.
So there you go, nice and clear there. Okay, all right. So let's move along to the next one, and we'll play this one forward.
Tell me some of the great things about your marriage.
It was just like there's a child. Innocent to it, you know.
All right, and this reversal here says, "I serve you well." Nice reversal. Looking after his wife, I serve you well. Okay, and then next reversal along. We'll run this one.
I had a thought last night whether that was connected to my worthiness.
Right.
You know, like the value of myself. I wondered if they actually connected in somehow.
And this is, I will force some free love with our son. Son, I've got that spelt as S-U-N, not S-O-N. This woman did not have a son, or N-S-O-N. So she's tapping into that source of light and energy inside of her and pushing it out. I will force some free love with our son. Let's run the forwards and reverse again.
I had a thought last night whether that was connected to my worthiness.
Right.
You know, I like the value of myself. I wonder if they actually connected in somehow.
And I will force some free love with our son. Alright, so let's get next reversal along. I'm just simply going down the list here. I've got them all in alphabetical order. So here we go.
The pinnacle. But, you know, if somebody comes to me and say, hey, I would like to have, you know, an animation done, I say, all right, so, you know, I'm a little bit greedy person.
And this one says, my worst error is Aladdin shame.
My worst error is Aladdin shame.
My worst error is Aladdin shame. My worst error is Aladdin shame.
Okay, so it uses the metaphor Aladdin, reasonably common metaphor, comes up on a fairly regular basis. Aladdin is magical changes and wonders to magically change and alter a situation. But the reversal, my worst error is Aladdin shame, is that he does not believe that he can do this. He has shame that he can create magic. Why he does, I don't know. We would have to find out why with another tape. But once again, it's another example of a metaphor. My worst error is Aladdin shame.
My worst error is Aladdin shame.
My worst error is Aladdin shame. My worst error is Aladdin shame.
Yep, so there we go. Okay, so let's have a look at the next one here. All right, here's the forwards.
Well, this guy is doing a wonderful, wonderful job.
And this is a directly incongruent reversal. It says, no wolf and no winner. Oops, here we go.
No wolf and no winner.
No wolf and no winner.
No wolf and...
And the last one. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, I lost it. Hang on, we'll try this again. Okay, no wolf and no winner.
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 Even though she's speaking quite positively for us, we hear a contradictory reversal. No wolf. We all looked at the metaphor wolf, a common metaphor. No wolf and no winner. All right, here we have the next one.
I'm not sure what happens when you pass. You know, I've had out-of-body experiences at Monroe Institute. I've been there a few times.
Uh-huh. This one says, now be friend with delicious whirlwind.
Now be friend with delicious whirlwind.
Now be friend with delicious whirlwind. Now be friend with delicious whirlwind.
Okay, that uses the metaphor whirlwind, a very common metaphor. It's our energy, our life force. So this man has a good connection to his energy and his life force. He'll be friends with the delicious whirlwind. Okay, folks, we have to go to a break. Don't touch that keyboard or dial, whatever the case may be, because we're going to be back right after this.
Why do people order Life Change Tea? Because Life Change Tea helps the digestive system. Life Change Tea helps the colon unclog. The tea also helps with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and many, many other health issues. Life Change Tea also tastes great. And Life Change Tea is not just green tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs that go to town, cleaning your body of harmful toxins, bacteria, and parasites. Our tea is number one. Are you ready for your life change? Let the tea help you. Log on to our online store of helpful products to get your body on track. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Not all tea is equal. Read our website of all the factual testimonies that prove that Life Change Tea is working. Health is important, and our quality of life is very important. Don't wait to order. Expect a life change with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the 4 most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
There are 3 factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. One is the amount of growth factors in your system. 2 is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And 3 is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit SGN80.com. That's SGN80.com.
Okay, we're back once again. This is David John Oates. Getting a little bit cooler here in Australia. I actually had to rug up a bit this morning, put a sweater on. We're heading into our autumn's already started now, so we're heading into winter, while you guys on the other side of the world are heading into summer. It always used to amaze me how that happens. All right, I just played the reversal, Now Be Fan with Delicious Whirlwind. Great reversal. This would be a positive, upbeat guy. Let's run it again.
I'm not sure what happens when you pass. You know, I've had out-of-body experiences at Monroe Institute. I've been there a few times.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you spur in the videos, there's no armament.
You know, if you spur in the videos, there's no armament. You know, if you spur in the videos, there's no armament.
Well, there you go. All right. Here we have another reversal.
Well, no, I am. I'm down to doing the last picture in my paintings for the book.
Oh, wow. And this reversal says, ship sail.
Ship sail.
Ship sail. Ship sail.
And the ship, we are the ships traveling the ocean of life. He is moving forward. His ship is sailing. He's about to have success with his venture. Okay, next one down the list.
It's a bit harder at this time of the year to be sort of bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Oh, sure, because you've got your dreary winter weather. And this one says, the lost never see the master. Huh, what a strange reversal.
The lost never see the master.
Oh, yeah.
The lost never see the master.
And the last one. Interesting. Fairly philosophical statement. I'm not too sure what it's got to do with the forwards. Let's just run the forwards again.
It's a bit harder at this time of the year to be sort of bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Oh, sure, because you've got your dreary winter weather. Oh, yeah, the lost never see the master. If you feel negative and you feel down and can't move forward, you're a little bit lost and you won't see your own master. There we go. And of course you can notice all the cryptic language in these metaphors. Very, very common metaphors. The first show I've really looked at them, really. We've all looked at straightforward, plain English reversals. We call these first level reversals. I actually have reversals categorized into three different levels. First level is from the conscious mind. It uses forward, it uses normal, everyday, straightforward English. Second level reversals are from the unconscious. It uses verbs that are metaphors. It describes the actions of behavior. And third level reversals are from the deep unconscious. They use metaphors and they describe the actual structures of the mind that create the behavior. And so metaphors are very, very important for working with my clients, because it's the metaphors that create the behavior, and in order to change the behavior, it's the metaphors that have to be changed. Okay, here we have another reversal. Let's run this.
Like how I've never been in a position where I've got all of this stuff and almost had no money, so that's why it's sort of stressed me out a bit. But I'm cool now, man. I know I can do this and I'll do it.
And this one says, who'd want to believe the karma?
Who'd want to believe the karma?
Huh.
Who'd want to believe the karma? Who'd want to believe the karma?
Not a common word in reverse speech, karma. I do hear it occasionally. I don't really know exactly what it means. Of course, you know, you think of the traditional meaning of karma as as debts you carry from one lifetime to the next. My understanding of karma is a little bit more immediate than that. I see karma as the responsibilities and inevitabilities of our actions on planet Earth. And we get good karma or bad karma depending on the way we choose to live our life. And this man is talking about having financial troubles, and he's in a bit of denial because he doesn't want to believe his own karma. Here it is again. Okay, alright, so next one along. Oh, this is a bit of a funny one. Here's the forwards.
Right.
I even find that nowadays, if I sleep too much, not to that same extent, but I mean, you know, have weird dreams and, oh no.
I don't know what this one means. It says you must have a condom on.
You must have a condom on. You must have a condom on. You must have a condom on.
Well, I guess it's good advice if you're going to engage in illicit sex, but what it's got to do is reverse speech. I have no idea. Oh, dear me. You look, after the 30 years I've been doing this, there's still some reversals I scratch my head over. And I'm quite blunt with my clients. If I don't know what it means, I don't know what it means. You can't make it up. You know, and it just goes into the research pile. And when I get more reversals, then I will come to more of a conclusion. But you must have a condom on. I don't know. Here, I'll play the forwards in reverse again. Here's the forwards.
Right.
I even find that nowadays, if I sleep too much, not to that same extent, but I mean, you know, have weird dreams and, oh no. You must have a condom on.
You must have a condom on. You must have a condom on.
Well, there you go, folks. You heard it from the reverse speech. All right, let's move on to something we can understand a little bit easier.
Keeping it back.
Yeah. But I don't know how to get rid of it, you know?
Tough one.
It's really tough. It's like this. It's like having a security blanket.
And this one says, have a new egg in the hand.
Have a new egg in the hand.
Have a new egg in the hand.
Alright, well, a little bit easy to understand. Egg, a fairly common metaphor. It comes up, reasonably often. Egg, new beginning, new start. Something new growing inside of you, like an egg will hatch into a chicken, a new life. And so egg is a new life. So have a new egg in the hand. This is her unconscious talking to her, giving her advice. Create something new. Look at something different. Okay? There you go. Have a new egg in the hand. Oh, here we have another reversal. Use the word slum. Remember we played slum a little bit earlier in the show.
I want to be in profit, which means I'd like to earn at least $50 a month from the program.
This reversal says, my wolf in the slum.
My wolf in the slum.
My wolf in the slum. My wolf in the slum.
So, a poverty-conscious metaphor, my wolf, her drive, her motivation. You notice how many times we've played wolf so far. That's because it's such a common metaphor. It's probably one of the most common ones of all, along with soul. She's not going to make money because she's got poverty consciousness. I want to play the fours again and point out something very interesting. This woman was supposed to say, I want to make at least $500 a month for the program. But she says $50 a month.
I want to be in profit, which means I'd like to earn at least $50 a month from the program.
And you can see she says $50 a month, and that was her Freudian slip. And then it comes out with her wolf in the slum. There it is, my wolf in the slum.
My wolf in the slum.
My wolf in the slum. My wolf in the slum.
All right, there we go. So let's move on to the next one here. And here we go. Can you see yourself generating 10 grand a month, 15 grand a month?
Easily, yeah.
Yeah, how far away is that?
Potentially just, say,
probably a couple of months, 8 weeks.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool.
8 weeks, maybe 12 weeks.
Okay.
But yeah, there's definitely sort of, I don't see it being any longer than that, to be honest with you.
Oh, cool. Cool. Oh, this is good news, Pete. Oh, this is great news. Wow.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it must be a good feeling. Yeah. Yeah. And this verse says, oh, and our circuit is fixed. There you go. Good one.
And it's fixed.
Yeah, all right. Circuit, another common metaphor. The circuit, the wiring of the human mind. I will do work with the circuit and the metawalks. As we rewire the house, we are rewiring rewiring the structures of the unconscious. Yeah, so there we go. All right, so let's just go and have a look at our next reversal here. And like I say, we're going to be spending two shows doing this at least, because there's just so many of them in my computer. I was actually quite surprised when I started looking for getting reversals ready for the show today. I kept finding metaphors all through my computer. I still got so many I could play, but since they all come from client tapes, it makes it a little bit difficult. Okay, here we have another one.
The first one I found very easy. The second one was a little bit more complex. So I'm not sure I visualized every single part as clearly as I did the first time.
And she's talking about her experience of the metawalk. And backwards she says, surf with bigger belief.
Surf with bigger belief.
And surf, another common metaphor in reverse speech, to move forwards, to surf, to move forwards in life, walking towards your goals. And surf with bigger belief. This is her unconscious telling her to increase her belief, walk through life with more belief in what you can do, I would imagine. All right, next one along.
I very much like the idea that, you know, you start with even though some negative things exist, I forgive myself for those negative things.
And this one says, feed again the sword living.
Feed again the sword living.
Wow.
Feed again the sword living.
Nice and clear.
Feed again the sword living.
All right, sword, common metaphor, to communicate with power and strength. So feed again the sword living. Start to communicate with power and strength. You have the ability inside of you, it's living in you, to take control and take command. So let's play that metaphor again. Feed again the sword living.
Feed again the sword living.
Feed again the sword living. Feed again the sword living.
Yep. Yep, okay, all right. So let's have a look. Can you imagine how I felt back in the early days of my career, way back in the 80s when I first started doing these things and defining all these strange language in reverse speech? I don't know whether it sounds strange to you for the first time you're hearing them. Maybe it does. It certainly sounded strange to me when I started hearing all these reversals and going, what the dickens do all of this mean? Very, very strange. Okay, so here we have the next one.
With the feedback from the reversals that I've done with it, it's for me, it's not hard anymore. It's really lovely.
And this one says, spirit and the goddess will serve her.
Spirit and the goddess will serve her.
Spirit and the goddess will serve her. Spirit and the goddess will serve her.
Yeah, okay, good positive reversal. The word spirit is actually quite rare. It doesn't appear in reverse speech very much at all. A goddess is a common metaphor. It means hope for the future, dreams, passions. The spirit of the goddess will serve her. This is a woman who is on the right path, and her metaphors are working well for her. All right. So let's move on to the next one we're going to look at. And that, oh, we have a bit of a violent one here. Okay, I'll play this one. This uses the metaphor Rosalyn. Now, Rosalyn is the most powerful It's the most destructive metaphor of all. It is a powerful metaphor, too. Very, very difficult to shift in clients, actually. It comes from the tales of Camelot, where Merlin, the magician, was imprisoned in the forest known as Rosalyn. And in this forest, he was robbed and seduced of his magic by the fairy known as Ninian. And so the Rosalyn metaphor is a repeat of that tale. A metaphor comes in two forms in trance. One form, it can simply be freeing Merlin from the forest. But in another form, it can be seeing her as a witch. And this reversal here tells us what to do with Rosalyn the witch.
Not where it's at. It's lovely to be, have a partner that's lovely to be able to work with, a partner who's also out there and gently supporting my work,
right,
rather than undermining it and
right,
bringing it down.
Oh, I understand. And this one says, my Rosalyn, off with her head.
My Rosalyn, off with her head.
My Rosalyn, off with her head. My Rosalyn, off with her head.
So there we go. That's a fairly plain to what we call a trance instruction. It's where us telling us what to do with the specific metaphor to heal them. Okay. So here we have another one.
Well, I took it encouraging because I believe what you said about there were some positive reversals in.
And this one says, "Sea of You Desert."
Sea of You Desert.
Sea of You Desert. Sea of You Desert.
That's another what we call a trance instruction. We would have this person actually see the view of a desert in their journey. A desert in reverse speech, though not common, it does refer to the unconscious mind itself. And in my trances, I'll often take people down into the desert or through the unconscious. Not as common as some of the other metaphors I work with, but it does appear, and it's of significant note. Here we have another trance instruction. This is a businessman talking about buying more land.
The future of your business. Let's look at that.
Now, the future of the business, yeah. It'll just keep going forward the way it is. We'll keep buying more dirt.
And this reversal says, see Earl with the wolf.
See Earl with the wolf.
See Earl with the wolf. See Earl with the wolf.
So there we have wolf again. And Earl is another common metaphor. It's our success, our wealth. The Earl is a part of us who's already wealthy and noble and grand. And so this is telling us the trance instruction for the wolf and the Earl to come together. See Earl with the wolf. So in trance, I would have this person walking through the desert and they would see an Earl. And what we would do with that Earl depends on other metaphors that we find in the trance, in the pre-trance. Okay, here's another one.
Because when I first saw it, I thought, that is majestic. How can a bird be so big and, you know, still manage to get off the ground? But, yeah, look at all.
And this one says, see it with a rose. Here we go. Oops. Interesting, it uses the word rose. Reverse Speak talks a lot about the scent of smell, the sense of smell, and to see it with a rose. And rose is a spiritual symbol. So, what can I tell you about this? It's another scent of smell. Reverse Speak says that we are communicating with each other all the time on unconscious levels. So there you go. See it with a rose. Another trance instruction. We actually have this person see a rose to work with. Yeah, let's run the next one.
I guess there's two things. I don't know how much information yet to put in the pamphlet and whether to have some information pack to send to them. there's two ways I could go. It depends what this looks like, whether that's sufficient or whether there's too much for that.
And this reversal says, see the whirlwind to shift this devil out.
See the whirlwind to shift this devil out.
See the whirlwind to shift this devil out. See the whirlwind to shift this devil out.
Very clear reversal, I'm sure you'd agree. Uses the metaphor whirlwind that we've looked at before. Devil, negative energies, negative patterns, sabotage. So in trance, we'll literally have this person see a devil, and a whirlwind would come along and take the devil away. That's how I would do the trance image. And as we change the metaphor, then so too are we going to change the behavior that that metaphor represents. Hopefully you're beginning to see some of the power of metaphors and how often they actually do occur in reverse speech. All right, here we have another one.
Well, separate the two, and the reverse speech and leaving will help me to live again.
Yeah.
Live the girl.
Yes. Yeah, girl is a carefree spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
Innocent, live. Happy, yeah. Contented.
Yeah.
And the spouse says, you must warm me in the ship.
You must warm me in the ship.
You must warm me in the ship. You must warm me in the ship.
Another trance instruction. Warm to give spiritual energy. We are the ships. So we need to warm this woman up. I want to play you a couple of reversals on Satan before the break. I've got a funny one I want to play. I think I can squeeze them in. Let's see how we go.
Well, I see two things there. One is that I'm still hurting. I still carry that with me.
Right. And here she says, that Satan, now I sniff with his sorrow.
That's it. Now I sniff with his sorrow.
Wow.
That's written away, Smith.
Well, Satan, common metaphor. Of course, it's the metaphor that got reverse speech in a lot of trouble back in the 80s, having it labeled as a satanic message in rock and roll. But Satan is a common metaphor. It's spiritual loneliness, longing, agony, torment. Here's a funny one I wanted to play. This is Bill Clinton.
So I had no idea I'd wind up doing this, but my foundation gives me a platform and an organization to take these things on.
And this one says, I am Satan.
I am Satan.
I am Satan. I am Satan.
I've always loved that reversal. It always puts a smile on my face every time I hear it. Typical Bill Clinton, hey? Oh, here we have an aggressive metaphor.
Affect me the disturbance in that guy. It's because I felt that first of all the negativity, and they sucked me down. And next thing is I just could not think.
So says the boy blanked massacred nurse.
That boy fought massacred nurse.
That boy fought massacred nurse. That boy fought massacred nurse.
Don't ask me what it means. I have no idea. I remember when I found that reversal, I said to the client, look, I'm sorry. I just don't know what this one means. So, you can't come up with answers for all of them. I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. I get 90, 95% of all the metaphors nowadays, but back in my early days, oh, gee whiz, it was a real stretch. Working with clients and finding these strange metaphors and not knowing what they meant, I had to apologize quite often to my clients, saying, look, I'm sorry, this is very clear, but I just really don't know what that means. Okay, now here we have another Satan metaphor.
Look, ultimately I suppose that I see that we're spiritual beings,
yep,
having a human experience.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, sure. Says the beast got results, Satan.
The beast got desert, Satan.
The beast got desert, Satan. The beast got desert, Satan.
Well, there you go. That's a interesting metaphor. Beast is unchanneled energies, furies surging inside. There would appear to be a negative metaphor, using two metaphor negative metaphors. Anyway. Alright folks, we have to go to a break. We'll be back right after this with my guest for the show today, reverse speech practitioner Ingrid Collins from England. We'll be back right after this.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.